Let's not let reality
in an ideal math, you know, right. mathematical world.
Right.
Well, I still messed up. Mm. So, as I was describing, I was sitting there watching the television, and I, you know, this came up, and I immediately, you know, just really started not watching the TV anymore and playing around with pencil and paper and thinking about this problem. And I messed up. I got it wrong. And some of the things I said last week were wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you like to explain what you said?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's kind of, you know, a lot of the people out there listening to us are young mathematicians and or people that are interested in mathematics. I think this is a good illustration of the way mathematics really works. So what I was hoping for was that the most, say, kind of, to me, a very beautiful solution was the right solution. Mm-hmm. And there was a very beautiful idea that I had, and it was wrong. It was just totally wrong.
What was the idea?
And I was sort of setting it up last week. So let me tell you what I thought was right.
Okay.
And what I was trying to set up and what was totally wrong. So last week I said, for example, that if there were eight people, there were only 2 years could pass before you cycle around. And the two ways you could do it were you could go, if you number everybody 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you could go one, just like I said, mm-hmm. or you could skip every other one. You could go one, sorry, you could skip every third one. So you go 1, 4, 7,
well, yeah, you'd be sitting between 4 and 7.
5, right. 8, 3, 6, and you're back to 1.
And that's the seating chart that
that's
you could
right.
have.
Now, in general, the way that that would work is that if you have, so last year we talked about numbers mod other numbers. And so what we're doing is we're just cycling through the numbers from 1 through 25, say, or 1 through 8, mod such and such, adding a certain number each time. So what I was just doing was we add 1 each time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, back to 1. The next time I was adding 3, 1, 4, 7, 2, et cetera. If we add any other number, like 4, we cycle back too fast. So 1 plus 4 is 5, plus 4 again is back to 1.
Right.
And the problem is that 4 has some common factors with 8. It allows you to sort of link up your cycle too fast. So similarly, if I added 2 each time, I would cycle around too fast. I'd have 1, 3, 5, and then back to 1 again. For 25, we can add 1 each time, we can add 3 each time, we can add 2 each time. If I add 5 each time, the same kind of thing happens. We have 1, 6, 11, 16, 21, and then we're back to 1 again. It cycles around too fast. So if that really were the situation, that those were the kinds of things, what we would be looking for is how many numbers, what are the possible skips? Mm-hmm. And it's exactly the number of numbers that have no common factors with 25 that are less than halfway around, you know, that we want to say skip. We could skip 1, we could skip 2, 3, 4, and there's 10 of those. So it would have been exactly 10 years, and it would have been as if there had been a royal mathematician in King Edward's court who had actually rigged up this rule. And then the neat thing then is that if that really were the situation, the optimal number would have been 23. If there had been 23 members of the court, you can have 11 possible skips. Actually, any number up to 1 through 11 would have worked. So, because 23 is prime.
Right.
So there's nothing that has any common factors with it. So any number from 1 to halfway up to 23 would have been fine. But
you keep using this word if that had been the way.
Well, this was an example of wanting it to be more beautiful and more intriguing than the actual answer really is.
Because let me tell you how I would have solved this.
Uh-huh.
I would have made up a big chart. Here are my 25 nights.